Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the call to come and lay down our burdens, to take the yoke of your Son upon us as we consider our lives and the choices we make. We pray, O Lord, that we will choose to take the yoke of His words, His ideas, His life upon us. This we pray in your Son's name. Amen. A father shares the story of the time that he accompanied his son and his fiance when they met with the priest to sign some pre-wedding ceremony papers. And while filling out the form, the son read aloud a few of the questions, and when he got to the last one, he read, "Are you entering this marriage at your own will?" He looked over at his fiance, and she said, "Put down yes." Tomorrow we celebrate the 235th year of American independence. As I think about that, think about our passages today, that story has an important insight for us as we reflect on the idea of freedom. On any given national holiday in our country, the talk always centers around freedom. The freedom that we have, as opposed to the freedom that others don't have. And to be honest, many, I think, have interpreted our freedom as individuals in this country to be a sign of God's blessing on our nation. We are free, therefore God has blessed us. If we were not free, then that would mean God hasn't blessed us. But you don't have to take that far to see that that is very slippery slope. And it's not to say that I don't think God has blessed us, but I don't think we can find it there. There are many good Christians living in countries where they are not free. But as much as we lift up freedom, I think we're having trouble with that concept as a nation and as individuals. More and more, it seems that freedom is being taken as a license to do whatever we want as a nation and as individuals, to get what we want, to get what we think we need. We are free to have as much money as we can get. The leaders of large Wall Street firms and supposedly too big to fail banks come to mind. We are free to use our power to get perks that we feel we are entitled to. The names Schwarzenegger and Wiener come to mind. I think we're taking this idea of freedom a little too far. And both of our passages today from Matthew and from Paul's letter put this kind of thinking to rest and say, forget that. Because freedom, even in freedom, you bind yourself to something. And you bind yourself to the consequences. If we believe that we should have everything, we'll suffer the consequences. And some of those may be good, but there also may be that consequence of the debt that we accumulate in order to get everything. If we believe that we should be able to get whatever job we want, we're bound by the consequences of that decision. which could include having a lot of people angry at us for the way that we used them to get the job that we wanted. Freedom really isn't free, like a lot of people today, I think it is. I remember when I think I was in about high school, and there was that group going around the country, Up With People. And they had this song, "Freedom Isn't Free. You gotta pay a price, you gotta sacrifice for your liberty." We bind ourselves to something by the choices that we make. But Jesus then calls to us today out of the pages of Matthew. And he says, "Come, all you that are weary, all you that are stressed out." It's in there. "Come and take my yoke upon you." Wait a minute. Freedom, yoke, those two things don't go together, but yes, they do. Jesus said, "You have the freedom to make the choice. Make the choice to take my yoke upon you." He doesn't say, "Just drop your burdens and be free." "Take my yoke, my burden, and you will suffer from time to time." But you know, you'll be right with God. Paul's even more graphic as he talks about the war that's going on in his body. He knows what he should be doing, but his body won't do it. He says, "I do the very things I don't want to do." But in the end, he says, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I am a slave to the law of God, but with my flesh I am a slave to the law of sin." If we go back to my opening story, we're like the Son. We sign the form. "Yes, I am willing to get, I am entering this marriage of my own free will." But as any person who's ever been married knows, that's just the beginning. And there's a certain amount of burden. There's a certain amount of pain as you bind yourself to that other person. However, generally, we gladly do it for the blessings that we receive from all the work that we do in marriage. The yoke of Christ is to bind ourselves to Christ and to pick up the cross of Christ. Sometimes it's heavy, but you know, most of the times it's as light as a feather, as the picture on the front of the bulletin alludes to. It's light as a feather because we know what we're supposed to do. We're given the way to go. We know how we're supposed to act. Taking up the cross of Christ takes out a lot of the guesswork in life. Taking up the yoke of Christ takes away the I and replaces it with you. And by accepting that yoke, we find life for ourselves. We find the joy of knowing that we're doing the right thing, or attempting to. And so I think today, as we come to this table, we need to remember that this table is a covenant meal. And by sitting at this table, we bind ourselves to the one who set the table, Jesus Christ. "Do this remembering me." And we take that yoke upon us. But we can eat it with joy and gratefulness because we know that we are truly being fed by the Spirit, the grace of God. Amen.